Welcome to the Gold Buckets Podcast, and my name is Yaga. Originally, I did not start with that much energy, but you know, that's why we have retakes. That's why we have retakes, and we retook that one, and I started with more energy. And today has been, you know, tipsy-tovy. It's been okay, you know. The day went fine for me, for whoever is asking among the people that are listening right now. But anyway, I'm your host again, Yaga.
This is the weirdest intro I've ever heard in my life. It's like,
you know, I was looking at my phone to make sure I was still on the same call.
It's like you're on a dating website, and you're putting yourself out there, man.
Man, okay, like, okay, idea was that. So that's me.
Go Buckets, not Tinder.
That's me. You get that's me. So anyway, let's listen to the other host right now that I've been hating on my excellent intro. Hamzat, how are you doing, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Doing my best to stay alive.
Oh my goodness.
I was trying to match Stewart's weirdness. But then I'm bad at that.
No, it's all good, man. You did what you could. And Kiva, how you doing now? How you doing today?
I'm good, man. It's been a long day, man, but I'm good.
Yeah, stressful and that.
Make an attempt at being weird.
Me? Nah, man, I'm the cool, calm, collected guy.
Shut up your mouth.
I'm the glue that holds this show together, man.
Oh, please.
When you guys go opposite ways, man, I just bring y'all back, man, to the center.
Anyway, let's leave all
you're
of that.
You're just paper tape.
No, look, see, the way he was even saying itself, it makes me want to actually say, okay, let's start with basketball, because one of the tapes or the glues that has kept the greatest franchise for the past 4 years together, Draymond Green and Steph Curry, have not been playing. Hence, somewhat, Golden State has been playing poorer than Atlanta Hawks at this moment right now. Today we lost...
than the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Possibly too. Today we lost 123-95 to OKC. I mean, OKC are okay. They also beat us like this.
28 points.
They also beat us like this when we are fit and all of that. Yeah, I had no problems with this game, but the issue is this. This is the first time since Steve Kerr has been coached that Golden State has gone on a 4-game losing streak. So, my first question is, okay, I have two questions for you. Number one is, does this stress the importance of Steph Curry as actually the second best player in the league right now? That's number one. And number two, is it time? Eh?
What?
Who is the what?
Who is number one?
Oh, the people say LeBron James.
Okay, moving on.
So, that's one. And secondly,
I'm just surprised he's acknowledging LeBron as number one. So, that's what I'm saying.
See, let me tell you something. The LeBron bias you guys think I have is a myth. Okay, it's a myth. I don't have any LeBron bias, and you guys should just come off it. It's a myth. I love the guy. I don't love the guy. Let me correct that statement. It's okay. I appreciate his greatness. But moving on, that's my number one question. Then my number two question is this. When are we going to hold Steve Kerr accountable? Isn't two All-Stars enough to secure wins and play a good brand of basketball? So I'm going to start with you, Kivaria, because you also support the Golden State Warriors. And I'm sure you're a Steph fan, so I'm sure you like all these losses, or you don't.
I like the losses, man. I'm cool with the losses.
I think if you check the table right now, I think we're seeded number 6, 12 and 7. Another loss, which I think we're going to have against the Portland Trail Blazers, and we might actually be with Lakers, you know, at the bottom there.
So we'll be above you guys if we win.
Possibly. But so you have no problems with that?
I'm relaxed because, you know, it's regular season, so I'm actually relaxed. Because I'm 100% sure, or 97% sure, that we'll be okay when all is said and done. Like, when it matters, I mean, we'll be okay. We'll still be right up there.
Why are you lying?
We'll be, still be right
Why
up there.
Freaking lying.
Look.
It's facts, man.
Okay, that answers the first question. Now, the first question is Steph Curry, you know, does this confirm Steph Curry's place as arguably the second best player of the NBA?
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
Because what's happening to Golden State What's happening to Golden State Warriors doesn't make Steph Curry the second best player. It just shows that he's
the most
a
important.
Good teammate. Steph Curry is a very good teammate and a very good leader, and people undermine that because maybe, fine, he's not vocal, he doesn't stand up like maybe LeBron, like shouting plays and all that stuff. But when you look at the way Steph Curry carries himself on the court, the guy is a very good teammate, unselfish. He's always not looking only for his own glory, but he's looking for the team's glory. So for me, it just shows that the guy is a very good teammate.
He's the Messi of basketball.
Plus a good leader. Like I was talking about when we just started the show. He's that glue that holds everything together in that team. Mm. And they're actually feeling that in his absence. So for me, it doesn't really show that he's the second best player in NBA. Nah, I think that's a bit of a stretch. But it definitely highlights that this guy is a wonderful teammate. I mean, everyone should like want to play with someone like that guy.
Yeah, AD, Giannis, are you hearing that? You may want to come over to Golden State. Come and play. Anyway, what do you the second question goes to you, Hamzat. And that is, when are we going
to answer the first one?
Okay, go ahead. Let me see. Let me hear you out.
Okay, so Kiva.
Let's bear in mind that Hamzat is a Lakers fan.
The thing is this year. Steph Curry is, without a question of a doubt, the best player in that Warriors team.
Steph
whatever Becker. Kevin Durant thinks he can do, whatever Durant thinks he's achieved, everything. Steph Curry won. Okay, you were saying something about Steph Curry not being able to win games with two superstars. I'm like, he never had this problem when Steph Curry was one of those superstars.
Exactly. That's true.
Yes,
I think I've said that in the last podcast. I mean,
Durant is either he's not living up to expectation, or he's not performing a peak performance, or Steph Curry is just really better than him, which I'm going with.
But you have to understand that Steph Curry is a point guard. He's a system player. Like he's the system. So it's much more better for him to suit into Kerr's system than KD. Because right now the only thing they run for KD is throwing the ball to KD in the post. Like they run that play like 50 to 60 times in a game, which is frankly annoying and predictable. But anyway, moving on from that first question, the second question is, how do we hold Steve Kerr accountable? Does he keep running two plays for these two players? The first one is KD in the post, and the second one is running like multiple screens for Klay to run around and catch the ball when it's not JJ Redick. Stop making plays that make...
He misses Javale McGee.
Look, man, I'm not even going to fault that because Damian Jones right now, I don't know. I'm losing my cool with him, my patience with him.
That's the honest truth. KD is only in the paint because McGee is not there. There's no shot blocker in the team.
Damian Jones is a good shot blocker, but the thing is that there's no rebounding.
Please.
There's no grit. The screens are not strong enough. I don't know, man. It is what it is, though. But I just feel, okay, last question. How long does this losing streak go on for? Because they're on four right now.
They're going to blow out the Trailblazers today.
I don't think it's going to go on for that long. I expect them to
Do they beat the Trailblazers the next game?
Yeah, I actually think they're going to win the next game.
They will blow out the Trailblazers.
I think you guys, most of you guys are actually overreacting.
Nah, I'm not going with that.
Because for me,
exactly, I think
you're just overreacting. You just need to calm down. Like,
I'm
it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, man, I'm done with this. I'm done with these people. They are going to lose their next game to the Portland Trail Blazers, lose to the Kings, and then after the Kings,
to the Kings.
The Kings are playing with the Kings. The Kings are ahead of us right now, Safe.
Panic attack. The Kings are top seed in the West right now, I believe.
No, I think they're third. No, it's Memphis that's first. Shout out to Memphis too. Everybody thought you guys were dead, but apparently you are not with your disgusting slow basketball.
At some point last season, the Lakers were also top seed.
No, they were.
See how that ended up.
They were not top seed after 20 matches. But anyhow, Shad, we've come to the end of the basketball segment. We hope and pray the Golden State Warriors get back on track. And one little last thing before we leave this alone. Boston Celtics, you guys two are trash.
I know who that was too, man.
I'm just saying. And that's that.
I agree.
I know who he has directed that to, man. That was a